From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka City Council loosening the grip on its panhandling ordinance after a court ruled it's unconstitutional. A local attorney filed suit against the city 2 years ago, making just that claim. City officials say the new ordinance being introduced addresses solicitation as a whole and doesn't single out panhandling and make it illegal. Lost Coast Outpost reports the new measure is less restrictive about where solicitation can happen. The section of the previous ordinance that prohibited solicitation in places where people were a captive audience, like buses, bus stops, or gas stations, has been removed. Solicitation is still prohibited at ATMs and within 15 feet of the entrance to a bank or credit union. The new ordinance also prohibits solicitation near driveways leading to shopping centers and other public venues, on roadway median strips, and near traffic intersections. Another phone scam targeting Humboldt County residents has left one victim out of over $1,800. The victim telling the sheriff's office she received a call from someone claiming to be with the Texas Department of Justice with a matching caller ID coming up on her phone. The scammer told the victim that she was in trouble with the Social Security Department due to someone registering 25 houses in her name in Texas, which she never claimed on her taxes. The scammers also went on to say that in one of those houses, law enforcement located 25 pounds of narcotics. The scammer claimed that if the victim hung up the phone, she would be arrested and sent to federal prison. The scammers then reportedly told the victim that in order to rectify the situation, she would need to go purchase 3 Target gift cards and read the card numbers to the scammers. The victim was instructed not to answer any other phone calls or talk to anyone about the call. Well, there's a June 27th hearing in Arcata that could result in more affordable housing headed there. City staff asking council to consider a $1.8 million loan for the Isaacson's Affordable Housing Project, which would add 44 housing units in a mixed-use multi-story building. Also, the project would encompass about $2.3 million in off-site alternative transportation improvements around the city. Officers with Eureka PD this week responded to the 800 block of K Street for the report of a man nodding off inside of a parked vehicle. They found that vehicle and made contact with 38-year-old Benjamin Pearsall of Eureka. A check for warrants revealed that he had 2 out for him. Detectives with the problem-oriented policing unit responded to the scene. Pearsall was found to be in possession of nearly 0.5 pound of methamphetamine, 0.25 pound of heroin, marijuana, and a loaded handgun. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.